is a podcast from the Kanye County.
Yo, Kanye Terrigine here. Question, were you on 96.9 Jack FM with our old buddy Kenny today?
Have a listen to his podcast and find out.
Well, here we are, another midday on Jack FM podcast. The calls of the day, thank you very much. Tomorrow on the show, the question will be, has a celebrity ever broken your heart? Think back to when you were a teenager. Maybe it was a band or an artist or an athlete. They did something, some sort of a scandal, and it just rocked you. We'll talk about that. Today, though, we talked Canucks, we talked rain, and the Pocket Dial horror story. Some real good stories. Enjoy.
Hey, Kenny.
Hey, who's this?
It's Ashley.
Hey, Ashley, random question for you.
Sure.
Did you watch The X-Files?
I did.
So are you excited that it's coming back?
I'm not sure actually how to think about that. It ended odd, so I'm not quite sure if I want it to come back.
Well, it's only 6 episodes.
Oh.
So it's like a mini-series.
Then I think I'd be interested to see it.
And both David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson are back.
I'm surprised by that.
Yeah, I was too, actually. When they first announced it, I'm like, okay, yeah, but who's going to play the part? Oh, wow.
Yes, then definitely I should watch it.
So the truth is out there. Did you watch Canucks last night?
I didn't.
Well, let me tell you. Let me sum it up for you. You ready?
Yeah.
They ruled, man.
Well, that's good to hear.
Oh, they played so well last night. They keep playing like this. We're going to win a cup, man.
Well, I sure as hell hope so. It's soon to be our time.
Yeah, it was great. It was awesome. We are off tonight looking great as we head into the stretch for the playoffs. Tomorrow night's the Avalanche, and then Saturday, Dallas. Now, I wanted to also mention last night the 25th annual Canucks for Kids Fun Telethon. Over $1 million raised. Francesco Aquilini working the phones last night at the telephone. It was pretty awesome. So a great moment. And all you can say right now is go Canucks, go.
Jack FM.
The rain is fogging up my windows.
It's here to stay till, well, Friday it starts to clear up, I guess, eh?
Well, you know what? I think of it this way. It's spring now. Tis the season for it. Hopefully it saves us from both a water and a burn ban in April.
Finding the positive in a rainy, gloomy day. Nothing better than that.
Mm-hmm.
You get a gold star.
Jack FM.
Well, I got a pocket dialing story for you guys.
All right, let's hear it. What's your name?
Sam.
Okay, Sam, go for it.
My best friend pocket dialed his now ex-wife when he was with his girlfriend.
Oh, dude. Ended a marriage?
Ended the marriage.
That's the official winner right now. That is the clubhouse leader of the worst pocket dial horror stories.
It was pretty good, but I got to be best man twice, so it's okay.
See, now I've been best man a few times. I don't like that gig. It's too much responsibility.
I enjoy the party.
Jack.
But I've had a friend pocket dial me in the middle of, you know.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
That's awesome. So did you rip on him afterwards?
I sent him a text saying, call me when you're done. But he didn't. He called me back immediately, again, in the middle of it. And I said, what are you doing? Like, I know what you're doing right now. He said, it don't matter. Well, that really angered the person that he was with.
Yeah. I would think so.
True story.
Jack.
So I used to be in commercial flooring. I was on the rough end. So this one company phones me and they really got a bad attitude. They don't want to, you know, share information with me that I already have and blah, blah. So anyways, it was a bad call. And I told them to, you know, get me some more information and I'd get back to them. So about 10 minutes later, my landline rings and it's this guy, but he's pocket called me. And I'm listening to him disparaging me with the B word and the F bombs and the, you know, all the other words attached to it, right?
Wow!
Oh, yeah, no, he was really nasty. I actually had to phone the store he worked at on my cell phone and have them put me through to him to tell him to hang up his cell phone because he just kept on going on and on and on about what a B I was.
Wow, that's a crazy story.
Needless to say, he never phoned me back for his pricing.
Jack FM.
I got a pocket dial horror story.
All right, let's hear it. What's your name?
My name is Amanda.
Okay, Amanda, go for it. Sounds like it's going to be a good one.
I was apprenticing at a hair salon, and my boss had asked me to come in on a day that I specifically said that I had a doctor's appointment. So I go home, and I start complaining to my parents, and actually pocket dialed him and started talking a whole bunch of smack about him, like basically how he's cheap and this and that. Oh, yeah, it was pretty bad, and then he started cutting my hours.
Did you eventually lose the job?
I did, yeah.
Ripping on the boss. I love that.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty bad. Like, he was just, I literally, like, called him and just started talking smack about him.
That's awesome.
Yeah, pretty awesome. My brother actually pocket dialed my mother, and she didn't quite understand what had happened. And he ended up having a very awkward conversation with our 70-something old mother about the difference between a booty call and a pocket dial.
I just like the term booty call. It makes me giggle.
I know. It was awkward.
Jack.
It was my sister.
Okay.
Pocket dial and pocket text. I got my new phone. I didn't know how to use it, and it was dialing her, and she could hear us talking in the background. I think I was talking dirty. I don't know. Pretty funny.
I think I was talking dirty?
To my husband at the time. Yeah.
I love that.
Hey, is this Kenny?
Yep.
How's it going, man? I got like a front runner for the pocket dial horror story.
All right, you're going to wrap us up today. Go for it. What's your name?
My name's Justin.
Okay, let's hear it.
I pocket dialed my grandmother from the strippers.
Oh.
And had no idea this was going on. Of course, it was in my pocket, and all my grandma heard was the announcer saying, "And welcome to the stage, the lovely Candy," or whatever her name was.
Oh, my God!
And it took a lot of explaining to do.
Thank you for wrapping up the conversation delightfully.
Hey, you're welcome.
And that's a wrap.
Make sure to check out Kenny Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on 96.9 Jack FM.